prison for more than a year.
As reports say, anti-Semitic incidents in the United States have jumped 90% in the first few months of this year. The Senate holding a hearing on hate crimes. Here's Senator Chuck Grassley.
Crimes against Jewish people are the most common religious hate crimes, and they have increased.
Two people reported dead and a dozen more injured after someone lost control of a Jeep SUV inside a Boston area auction house today, crashing it through the wall. USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The surviving members of the Eagles are suing a hotel in Mexico for trying to co-opt their Hotel California song. Here's more on the story from Mark Mayfield.
The rock band's lawsuit accuses the Mexican hotel of using the name of their hit song without permission. The Eagles say the owners of the Todos Santos Hotel in Baja California are actively encouraging guests to believe the hotel is associated with the band. The Eagles say the hotel is selling T-shirts and other merchandise linked to the song. Neither the hotel or a lawyer who filed a trademark application on behalf of the hotel immediately responded to requests for comment.
A group of women who are unhappy the Catholic Church only ordains men as priests, ordaining an American woman. Correspondent Chris Barnes has this story.
The ordination ceremony for Abigail Ellsworth occurred on Sunday in Asheville, and she says she's now the second woman in North Carolina to be ordained by the Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests. Ellsworth telling the Charlotte Observer, quote, "It's time for a change, and we're in the forefront." A spokesman for the Catholic Diocese of Charlotte says it would be a sin to receive a fake sacrament from a female priest, and that includes a fake mass. The Association of Roman Catholic Women Priests claims 250 women in 10 nations have now been ordained as Catholic priests. I'm Chris Barnes.
A New York man honoring a diehard baseball fan by flushing his ashes down the toilets in ballparks across the country. Tony McDonald said his friend was a plumber, and he thinks it's a perfect tribute to his baseball-loving friend. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. Today, I have a wonderful guest in studio with me. Her name is Maxine Stadell, and she's the owner of Ladylike Antiques. If you've been following my blog, we talked this week about antiques in a modern world and how to incorporate antiques in your wonderful new space. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Fine. I guess it's good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes.
I've done my show now for about 3.5 years here, and I had a 10... to 11 time slot, so it's hard to get used to the afternoon one.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. So let's take a look at the weather and tell us what the National Weather Service is telling us back here. So it's mostly cloudy, they're saying right now, but outside my window doesn't look too bad, with 62 degrees Fahrenheit. This afternoon it's going to be sunny with a high of 64 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 38. Wow, that sounds pretty cold, don't you think?
Yes.
Okay. On Thursday, increasing clouds with a high of 64. On Thursday night, there's a 30 to 70% chance of rain. On Friday, heavy rain of 90% with a high of 66 degrees. On Friday night, there'll be about an 80% chance of showers with a low of 53. And finally, on Saturday, showers likely 60% with a high of 65 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We are physically in our new home on Main Street in the beautiful large house, historic building. But also, Modern Design has its new permanent time slot now. We've been moving around a little bit. For most of our 3 years here, we've been 10 to 11. We are now 2 to 3 in the afternoon. So with me in studio live is a lovely lady who I met recently. Her name is Maxine Stadell. And her organization, her company, her beautiful store is called Ladylike Antiques. So why don't I turn it over to you and tell us a little bit about you and your business and also the name Ladylike.
Yes, Ladylike Antiques I developed because my focus is on pretty things and mixing them with the new and the old and beautiful things that you can use. And there's such a drive today for the Tea Party and Pretty uh-huh. China that even in modern design, it's so serious and so important.
Sure.
And for bridal showers and showers, they're buying teacups, they're using all of it. And I really think it's a beautiful shop, and I'm very reasonably priced, and I'll always work with you.
You know, I have to say that you really have beautiful things and a huge collection. I had come to you years ago. Now, how long actually have you been to New Jersey? Because this is a new location for you, a much bigger store. How long were you at the original location?
I've been in New Jersey doing antiques for 25 years. I've been in Flemington for 10, and my new grand store has only been open for 6 months, and it's a great success.
Yeah, it's a lot of natural light and a big store.
Yes.
So the previous store was on the, if you're going towards downtown, I would say it's on the left-hand side
yes.
of the street. It was sort of a blue house, right?
Correct.
And it's set back a little bit
correct.
From the road. And I did come and I bought a couple of pieces, I think, of blue and white from you. I'm kind
yes.
of signature blue and white, which were great and you're very accommodating. But then when I passed through town to do one of the shows last week, I noticed that the building to the right, which was, I think it was the Cat Hotel,
it
right?
It was, yes, it was.
It was the Cat Hotel, which was all covered up and everything. Uh-huh. And who knew that was such a beautiful space, was there and it was gone. And I see beautiful china and dishes. How did that come about that you went in there and this school came to fruition?
The owner of that building was one of my best customers, and his wife purchased all her china and jewelry from me.
Mm-hmm.
And he suggested that I move over there.
Right.
And I walked over and walked through it, and I was so delighted at the beauty of the building itself.
It really is a beautiful building. It looks like a lot of work was done to it. Did you do the work to it?
He did the painting.
Okay.
I did everything else.
Yeah, really nicely done.
Yeah.
Very classy.
And I love what I do. Mm. That's why I'm successful, I think. And I have a huge following. Mm-hmm. People who come into my store twice a week to make sure they don't miss something that someone has brought in to resell.
Sure.
So I have this wonderful following of people who invite me to their homes to show me their homes. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, my shop.
So let's talk about the origin of you getting involved in this, Maxine. Start where this started from.
My mother and my mother-in-law were avid collectors of beautiful things and mm-hmm. attended many auctions in this state.
You know, I like what you say. You refer to it as beautiful things, not necessarily an antique.
I am not an antique shop.
Per se. Right.
If something is 200 years old and museum quality and I don't like it and it doesn't meet my visual approval, I don't
sure.
want it in my store.
No, I completely understand your aesthetic and beauty. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what your birth sign is. I'm a Taurus.
Aquarius.
Tauruses are known for their love of beautiful things, mm-hmm. and that's why I do this for a living. I don't mind working 7 days a week because I'm doing something I love. I can see very much you're passionate about what you do.
Yes, I am.
And it's a joy. If you have to work,
it
you
is.
Want it to be in something that's a joy.
Mm-hmm.
But there had to be, you know, you saw that your mother and your mother-in-law were very involved in this, and you love beautiful things. But let me ask you a question. What classifies something, to boil it down, what classifies something as an antique as opposed to not an antique?
Well, there's a funny school out there right now, and schools are teaching an antique can be 50 years old. I was always taught it had to be 100 years
right.
old.
So when I went to school, they said 100 years. But I'm hearing like as long as it's 50 years.
It's 50.
Sure.
And that gives you a pretty broad scope of something becoming an antique right now.
Sure.
And a lot of modern was made in the 50s and 60s, which are now qualifying as antiques.
Antiques, right. So I'm quite confused with that. I have three locations, mm-hmm. and in my locations, my northern New Jersey store, Maplewood Village, people are asking me always for mid-century modern,
yes.
which they consider antiques.
Yes.
For me, somebody that is looking for 50s Danish modern furniture,
no.
those aren't antiques.
No, my opinion, that's just used furniture.
Right.
But they have a very different view.
No, their view is very mm-hmm. that's what they like. It's very interesting. They like 60s pieces.
And I try to point out to my clients that this business I'm in is, yes, it's about education, but it's really about reputation.
Oh, sure.
If you're fair with your clients, they tell all their friends. If you're unfair, you're not going to be in this business.
Exactly.
And this is the one thing I do in my shop. I am fair.
Yeah.
And people are happy when they leave, and they all come back.
Come back. You're building a base.
And, you know, most people don't know what an antique is.
Right. Exactly.
You have to educate them on the spot what they're buying.
Exactly.
And you have to be honest with them.
Yeah. I think something we talked about before we went on the air live today was that people are confused in general about decorating.
They are.
I will say, because I started my career 20 years ago, when I started my career 20 years ago, there was a definite style at that time. It was very traditional. It was very rich, jewel tones, beautiful things, china, silver. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have enough of it. Tassels, correct, this, that, and the other thing. It was luxurious. Mm-hmm. It was expensive. Mm-hmm. It was belabored. It cost money.
And so it was a status symbol.
It was a status symbol, very much so. So when I started, it was kind of a clear-cut thing, what's beautiful. I think more people contact me today than ever because they're confused of what is beautiful anymore. Don't you find that that's...
I
think there's no time in life where things have been so confusing.
I do, and that's why a person like you is very serious, Richard, because mm-hmm. you have the knowledge and I have the knowledge, and they are afraid.
Sure.
It's a fear factor.
Correct.
And they get over it very quickly if you're just gentle and kind and
right.
you say, you're not unusual.
Sure.
Most people really don't know what they're buying.
I say at Modern Design every week when I'm here, people are confused. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's in geometric, gray, blue, what do I do, throw my china away, buy more. They're not sure what style is anymore.
And they should never be embarrassed to ask, because Jacqueline Onassis always had a decorator.
Right.
And she had a beautiful sense of taste.
Right.
An elegant woman, which she always hired the Baldwins. She always hired the best to do it, because even she was confused.
Confused, absolutely, of giving the best forward. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages. We'll be back shortly with Maxine Stadell from A Lady Like Antiques here on Modern Design.
Coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back live in studio with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and contractor. For the past 20 years, I have three locations in New Jersey. The closest one here is right in Flemington at the Flemington Circle, which I don't think it's a circle anymore. It's sort of like this oblong thing.
Yes, yes.
That's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. I also have a studio in Chatham, New Jersey. If you get up right near the Short Hills Mall. It's right sort of across the street a ways a little bit. And that is 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. And finally, our new store is in Maplewood Village, a lovely, charming Maplewood Village, which is a 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, doing everything from simple consultations of paint colors to full kitchens and baths. My most recent project has just been shot last week for Design New Jersey magazine, so look to the fall for a wonderful renovation of a contemporary house that has had every surface over 3 years redone and brought back to its original architecture. So
nice.
Quite interesting. My guest today happens to be Maxine Stadell, and her company is Lady Like Antiques. And we're talking about antiques in a modern world. Each week I do a blog. If you go to the color guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com. Often my blog posting will correspond with our show that we do live in studio that week. And it's all about antiques being intertwined into a more modern sensibility of style, sort of an eclectic mix. So I do think, before break, we were talking about how confusing decorating is for people now. I don't think there's been a time so far that I've worked in this industry where people are more unsure of themselves.
Yes, and people also have to understand mixing and matching is fine.
Sure.
You can have a contemporary home and you can have modern furniture, but that doesn't mean you should not have beautiful crystal.
Sure.
And beautiful china.
Sure.
And you don't always have to have contemporary art.
Right.
You can find beautiful antique art which will mix with that.
You know, one of the things that I don't like when I go into someone's space, and I'm more about the positivity and what I do like, but one of the things that I find not so interesting if I go into somebody's house and it looks sort of set and just done, whereas everything was bought at the same time together, there wasn't really a story there. So when you have a newer home or a lot of newer pieces, it's important to get some older pieces because mm-hmm. that patina, that texture,
correct.
Is important for a sense of balance. And don't you think decorating is just that? It's a sense
yes,
of balance?
It is. Yes, it is.
So,
and there are people that are very, very talented at, and other people just don't understand
no,
it.
No, it's a skill. Everybody's a skill. Given something. I truly believe that. And I think that's a skill that you have to acquire. Mm-hmm. One of the things that disappoints me the most is that a portion of my business is millennials, particularly mm-hmm. in the Maplewood store, which is a lot of couples in their early 20s mm-hmm. having their first child mm-hmm. and moving into their first home, is they don't want anything formal. They want everything to be casual. They don't want a china closet. They don't want china. They want plain white dishes. And I think it's more of what you and I talked about. I think it's fear because
they don't understand.
They don't understand, sure.
But what I would like to explain to them is, in my home, I live in an old home, mm-hmm. and I have beautiful things surrounding me.
Sure.
When the buildings were knocked over in New York, and I was so upset, I came home from work,
right.
and I pulled in my driveway, and I sat in my living room, and I looked at all my beautiful things,
right.
and my mood changed, and I felt safe with them.
They're comfort,
aren't
they? It
was my world.
Sure.
And this is a world that the young are missing out on.
I agree.
And I know they're going to regret it.
Sure.
And I often tell my young clients, did you hear about the hippies? And they say, sure. And
right.
I said, did you know they became the yuppies?
Yeah.
They used to live in a truck.
Right.
Now they live in McMansions.
Sure.
And they're your teachers.
Exactly.
And they're sorry.
Sure. No.
They gave all their mother's things away.
Wait,
they
sure.
regret it. And not a lot of those women had modern things that these children are giving up.
Sure.
Beautiful modern furniture. Beautiful modern artwork.
Right.
Gone.
Gone. No, I understand. And there's something with, you know, we talk about these days. Most people tell me, whether they're an older person or a younger person, I just want to get rid of stuff. I want to, because I
yes.
think the media is telling them less, 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 less,
yes.
less, less, less.
Yes.
Well, at some point, you're sitting in a dark room,
mm-hmm.
you know, with nothing because
yes.
they took the light bulb out.
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be a sense of balance.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't have many things from my parents in growing
mm-hmm.
up. One of the things that I had, and I sort of coveted, I don't think I could actually really use it other than leaving it on the sideboard, because if it broke, I don't think I would break,
mm-hmm.
was that my Nana, my father's mother, had a beautiful depression glass plate.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew up as a boy, she would make something called a Gemelli cookie, which is sort of like an anise cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And they would always be on her beautiful white built-in mm-hmm. sideboard, very 1920s, with the hutch, with the latches, and this beautiful green depression glass plate. There was a juicer and another
mm-hmm.
piece, but that all white, just those little pops of green. Now, nothing that I could buy could give me as much happiness as that is.
No, and depression glass is a huge seller in my store because that goes with modern furniture.
Oh, it varies much so.
It goes out on the patio if you're having guests over for the evening
sure.
and the light's glimmering on it.
Sure.
And it's a happy thing.
Sure.
The colors are so brilliant and they're like balloons.
Sure.
And I do a huge, and they, again, they're mixing and matching all those colors.
Exactly. The actress, Christine Ebersole, if you're familiar with her, she's
yes.
on Broadway now.
Mm-hmm.
She came into my store about a month or so ago, and she, I guess she has a lot of depression glass and things
mm-hmm.
of that era, so she was looking for me to pick a paint color that would pick up on that sort of
yes.
depression glass.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, this depression glass is old, but the other thing, it's also very kind of
it's
modern.
It's timeless.
But in a way, it's modern
it
appetition.
It is modern, yes.
In the older homes in the northern New Jersey location I have, built in the 20s, 30s,
mm-hmm.
and so on, people who want a very modern, sleek aesthetic, when it comes to the bathrooms, they want the bathrooms to be very 1920s bathrooms.
Yes,
and
they do.
And traditional. Uh-huh. But traditional in their mind is contemporary.
Yes.
Return to a crisp white tile.
Yes.
Subway tile. Very clean. A little bit of black, but mostly white.
Yes.
Very simple. Chrome is back.
Chrome is back.
And it's beautiful. Now, some people consider that classic, and some people consider that modern.
You can look at it both ways.
Right.
But that's not really the point. The point is, do you like it?
Exactly.
The point is, what does it meet your eye? What
exactly.
does it saying to you?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
that furniture and decorating should say something to you.
Sure. And I've always been, and I don't know how you feel about this, it's I very much early on into this business had a philosophy because I saw so many decorators through the years. My mom used a decorator when they built the house and so on. And the thing that I didn't like about the decorator that she worked with was I don't feel that he did an adequate job of being a catalyst to bring out her vision.
Yes,
he imposed.
I agree.
He imposed his vision on her.
That's wrong.
And when it was done, and many of them, most of them do that because they have a frame of reference. That's their frame of reference. And you see sort of a canned production.
Yes.
So when it was done, she was very unhappy and lived for a very long time with something that she didn't really like. I remember we were going up the stairs one night to bed, and she looked in the living room, and she goes, oh, what did I do?
Uh-huh.
And
it's true.
Yeah.
I had a young woman who was doing a house in Princeton, a modern home.
Right.
And she called me, and she said, Maxine, what should I do with my designer? How should I deal with him?
Sure.
And I said, first of all, you have to know what you want.
Correct.
You have to give that to him.
Correct.
He's a creative genius in his field.
Sure.
But you are looking for a certain look that you are going to have to live with, and he will work with you.
Sure.
I think they're afraid.
Yes.
I think they're intimidated by the talent in front of them, such as yourself.
Sure.
And they think, well, what do I know? And that's not true because it's in your heart and soul.
Exactly. It's very emotional. I think there's a lot of psychology that goes along
yes.
with it. You know, when you go into a stranger's home and you wind up sitting on their bed or you're in their house and you're meeting their children and in different times, it becomes a very intimate relationship.
It does.
And I will say there are certain families through the years that I had some sort of a connection or synergy for, and you sort of become attached.
You do.
And
you
when the project finishes and you have to go, there's a little bit of a weaning off that's
you
involved.
Miss them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is very true, and you have to adapt to that. But the biggest thing for me in my career, and I think the reason that I still work through this sort of Armageddon we went through
with the
change in economic times and then sort of restructuring how we do things, is that I listen to what people tell me. When someone says to me, I want a certain design aesthetic, I grew up in Italy and I want a certain thing, or I'm French, or I love this, or I want to bring that out. I want to be the catalyst to bring that out. And I don't ever want any of my projects to look the same.
No, it should be individual situations. And I always ask my clients first, what is your budget?
Sure.
So we get past that and we don't get into a bad situation.
Sure.
Then I ask them about their vision.
Right.
And what is their purpose? Did they want to use? That's another thing that's very important in the market today. Most people want to be able to use what they buy.
Exactly.
Putting something in a little closet or hanging it up never using it is really out of style.
Out of style.
They
exactly.
want quality, they want beauty, but they want to use it. So what do they want? They want bar equipment.
Sure.
The bar equipment business is huge right now.
Oh, yeah.
They want to use all those colored dishes and entertain with them. Stangle is very popular, even in modern homes.
You know, I absolutely, absolutely love Stangle.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of, not inherited, but I have family a relative that let me have some of it for a while, and I had to give it back. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
It's charming.
I love it.
It's all hand painted.
It's New Jersey, but I often like to decorate with it and not use it because it chips.
It is very fragile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very fragile.
So in that way, I'll put it in a sideboard. I'll put it in wonderful places and color coordinate around it. But often I'm a little intimidated about slipping and just having that little white mark and so on.
The depression glass is better.
Yes. Yes. And actually, the combination of Stangle and depression glass, to me, totally go together.
They do.
Right?
They do.
They just marry together, and they're very, very beautiful. Let's talk about some of your collections, and then we're going to have to go to a quick news, and we'll get back. But let's start with some of your classic collections that people are looking for. I noticed that you had, a big collection of Stangle, because it...
Yes.
Let's talk about Stangle and the history of it. Now, it originated in Trenton, New Jersey,
yes,
right?
It did. Uh-huh.
You see that sign on the bridge, what is it, what the world takes, Trenton makes, and so on. So it originated in Trenton. But now in the Flemington Village there, you see that sort of Stengel sort of pottery. So where was it eventually moved?
Yes, they moved.
Tell me what how did it start?
So it started in Trenton.
Okay.
So did Lenox, which was really Lumberton. That was China originally was Lumberton.
Lumberton, isn't that interesting?
They both left Trenton. Mm-hmm. Stengel came out to Flemington,
sure,
where that big dome is there.
Right, right, where it still says Stengel, I should say.
And they made all this beautiful china, much all hand done. Uh-huh. Much of it has the artist's signatures on them, quite collectible.
Right.
And they were in business until almost 1970.
Right.
Now, one of the beauties of this town is all these attics are filled with it because
sure,
they got the great buys.
Sure.
All the seconds and thirds and fourths, which sure, really doesn't matter.
Right. When I grew up, growing up in New Jersey, you know, Nana had Stengel and my aunts had Stengel, and we were New Jersey people. Is Stengel recognized throughout the country? Or is it sort of a regional thing?
It's recognized, but it's not available.
Okay.
In California, it's very sought after because they don't have any.
Sure.
I understand once you get past Washington, there's none.
Right.
So when people come up here, they ship it out from my store. And that's another thing I like to point out to my clients who are giving up their processions.
Sure.
My things are all going to other countries.
Really?
Morocco, Bermuda.
Because they want beautiful stuff.
They want beautiful stuff. All your mother's things, girls, are leaving
yes,
the country.
Right, right. You know, it's surprising to me that how many, I work with a lot of young women. Mm-hmm. They always say the same thing. Don't want their mother's stuff. I'm thinking, just take it. Your tastes are going to change.
They will change.
You may lose them and
yes,
you're going to want that connection to the past. And it's like talking to a brick wall.
I had a young girl come in with her mother. She was 17. She uh-huh, had a massive amount of stuff. And in it was a prayer book of her great-grandfather signed in the 1700s.
Wow.
In beautiful condition, mother of pearl, gold. And
my
I
goodness,
said to her four times, please take this home and put it in a drawer.
Sure.
This was your great-grandfather's.
Right.
This is your family heritage.
Right. Your history.
I don't want it. You keep it. I looked it up on the internet. It was worth $900. Because this was a prayer book, not
yeah,
a Bible. You know what I did, guys?
What?
I put it in my drawer.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I took it home.
Sure.
It was so precious.
It. Yes.
Couldn't talk her into it. Nothing.
There's a day you're going to get mm-hmm, at the door. Can I talk to you for a second? Because that's
mm-hmm,
how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to go to a quick news break. A lot to talk about in this hour with wonderful Maxime Sadel from Ladylike Antiques. We'll do a very quick news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would love to be a mediator or an arbitrator or a facilitator, and we will get this done.
President Trump telling Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas he wants to be brokering a deal between Israel and Palestine.
And I want to support you in being the Palestinian leader who signs his name to the final and most important peace agreement that brings safety, stability, prosperity to both peoples.
The White House not happy with Democrats trying to claim victory over a budget deal. Now they say, hey, maybe a shutdown in September is necessary. Here's White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
I think the president is frustrated with the fact that he negotiated in good faith with the Democrats and they went out to try and spike the football and make him look bad.
There are unconfirmed reports of injuries inside a North Texas college after an active shooter report. Irving police say there's radio chatter about injuries at Northlake College, but are not confirming it. Police are investigating. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm very lucky, live in studio in Flemington today, to have my guest Maxine Stadell, and she's with Ladylike Antiques. And it's a, you know, it's a lovely name, but it's not just antiques. It's almost like it should be called Ladylike Beautiful Things, because
there's
just a wonderful collection. And you have, I have to say, you have a good eye, even the way it's displayed, of beautiful collections. So I want to talk about your physical address. What is your address?
152 Main Street.
152 Main Street, and your phone number.
You can reach me at 908-237-0399.
Wonderful. And you should definitely check it out, whether you're looking for something just offbeat and interesting and so on. One of the things that Maxine and I were talking about on break is maybe you're not into your home, or maybe you're renting or you're not doing that. One of the things that I noticed is you have a very big collection of vintage jewelry. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Yes, I do. It's my number one seller.
Is it?
It's priced fair, probably 60 or 70% less than anything you would purchase in a mall or a jewelry store.
Right.
Much of it is real.
Mm.
It's gold. It's sterling.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge collection of cameos in
wow.
my shop, which people love, and I educate them about them.
Sure.
They really don't know what a cameo is.
Is, yeah.
And they're so beautiful.
Mm.
And I have bracelets from the 50s and 60s. I have modern jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I have things 100 years old, and I have such a massive amount that some people fill bags.
Wow.
And I have jewelry for $5 a piece, which is fine vintage jewelry that I'm just letting other dealers buy.
You know, what's always nice, and I'm very conscious of this in my stores, particularly in my Maplewood store, is I want a pricing that somebody could come in with a couple of bucks
Correct.
And walk out with a bag and feel wonderful.
Absolutely, and I do it every day.
I think that's wonderful.
And I bunch. I say, walk around the store, pick out all the glass and china you're interested in, bring it up to my counter, and we'll come up with one price.
I must say, even when you didn't know me from Adam, or you didn't know that I was a designer and that I do a lot of work, very accommodating.
I am, because I love what I do.
Right.
And I love my clients.
No,
I truly
nice.
Do.
You can see that. You know, as I get older, besides needing reading glasses, as I get older, I say that truth is something that I see now. So I could look at somebody and they could say so-and-so, and I'm like, no, they don't. You live it.
I do.
I can see that. And
I do.
I don't know you well,
yes,
but you
I
live
do.
It. And that's a wonderful thing.
I do.
And there's a sense of confidence.
And I have a huge knowledge because it's really, I mean, I have a background quite interesting. I don't want to go into that right
sure.
now. But I have spent many years spending most of my life finding out what beautiful things are from all over the world. I've been all over the world.
Sure.
And one of the funny things is I went to Paris and found out that Lenox is like Limoges.
Mm.
And we take it for granted here.
Right, right.
In
right.
Europe, it's considered a prize.
Right, right.
But, you know, people have been living with beautiful things since the beginning of time.
Sure.
Cleopatra wore beautiful braces, and they had all these beautiful things. This is nothing new, guys.
No.
And there's a reason for that, because
sure.
it makes you happy. It gives you a purpose.
Sure.
It gives you a good, upbeat feeling.
Well, I think what you said earlier was very telling. You came home after this awful tragedy. Of 9/11.
I did.
It was a sense of safety.
Safety.
Right? Because you had built your nest.
This was my world,
you
and
built
it was
nest.
Still safe.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's with things you've collected. It tells
yes.
a story. It's something
yes.
you could pass on to somebody else.
Yes.
Let's talk about buying, because unfortunately in our state of New Jersey, it is such an expensive state to live in.
It is.
Many of my clients are going out of state.
Yes.
They're downsizing, and they say to me, I need a resource. I have gorgeous dishes. None of my children want them. I have gorgeous... whatever, beautiful jewelry.
Yes.
I have three boys. The wives don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, do you buy pieces?
I do. And I educate them immediately how to get rid of things.
Sure.
You can put them in an auction house, a very big gamble.
Sure.
You can put them in a consignment shop, 50% if it sells. When you come to my store, we go look at it. I ask you what you think is comfortable. I buy it all.
Wow.
Now, why do I do that? Because I make uses of all of these things. Girls do teacups and they make candles. They use them for parties and they put gifts in them.
Right.
And I get these things out into people's hands where they can do beautiful things with them.
Sure.
So a lot of people say to me, I love to sell you my things because I know someone's going to appreciate them.
Yeah, and that's important.
They're going to use them.
Sure.
They've been in my basement for 15 years and my children don't want them.
Mm.
So there are multiple uses for these things.
Sure. No, absolutely.
And the jewelry... little girls come into my store and buy the jewelry. And I have jewelry for $2 and $3. I have jewelry for $500.
Sure. In the terms of jewelry, because women's fashions I know nothing about. When it comes to design, I can tell you all the things that I want. I'm going to ask you that you have in the store. In women's jewelries, is there anything that's like in particularly like in vogue? You said cameos. But what else? Anything else that's involved?
Yes, all the Indian jewelry. The American Indian jewelry.
American Indian.
Sterling silver.
What about turquoise?
Yes,
okay.
All the turquoise, all the American Indian jewelry, and a lot of the contemporary jewelry, like from the go-go generation.
Okay. Someone told me there's a sort of a look now that women like, which is sort of the 1970s look, because it's such a long time ago. Now
yes.
It seems, I think it's
yes.
like I remember watching TV on the sofa.
Yes.
But is there some sort of a design?
There is.
Of the 1970s?
They don't want to wear what their mother wore.
Right.
So they tend to want to wear what their grandmother wore.
Sure.
Or what they see a movie star wearing.
Right.
Pins are still huge. Remember, pins are making bouquets for the wedding.
Yeah, and pins are back. I hear that from people.
A wedding bouquet is $500. So what they do is they go to all their relatives and
right.
ask for all the pins in the family.
And they make a bouquet.
And they make
pins?
A bouquet and they come down the aisle.
Wow.
And then they keep it forever.
Wow.
And they also make collages, which they put on their mantles in
sure.
their bedrooms, of all these beautiful pins. There's mm-hmm. great collections in pins. They are gorgeous pins in my store. And they're $30. They're $20. In New York, that can be 100.
That's amazing. Maxine, give your phone number again
all
and your
right.
address.
You're going to call me. I'm on 152 Main Street, 908-237-0399. And
okay.
bring your things in. Just put them in your trunk.
And I'm going to, at this point, open up our phone lines if anybody wants to call in okay. with what they have to sell or mm-hmm. buy. We are most of our subscription is web-based, so we don't always get live calls, but sometimes we do. The phone lines are now open, and the phone number here live in studio to meet with Maxine and talk to her is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Our topic happens to be antiques in a modern world, but not just antiques, but just decorating in a modern world with beautiful things. And it pains me that people don't like formality anymore, because I think it's something to aspire to. And I think formality has its place. Mm-hmm. I recently was getting a house ready for sale in Chatham, New Jersey, a beautiful Victorian home. But certain portions of the home, the front rooms, of course, should be very formal. They were very beautiful. But the sitting rooms were a little bit too formal. And what I had to do was sort of dumb them down just a little bit so that there was a sense of casualness, because people today seem to want to live an environment that's a little bit casual. But a mix is very important. I don't think you should get rid of everything, don't you think?
No. And I commiserate with the young. They work two jobs, some of them. They're raising
sure.
a family. They don't
We're
have
living
always.
In such tough times, aren't we? We really are. I guess there were always tough times, but I think financially it's very hard.
It's
if
very
you have a
hard.
Young family and you live in New Jersey right now,
yes.
very stretched, don't you think?
But if you take your mother's things, they're free.
Sure, exactly.
They're yours.
Exactly.
And you can mix and match and have a great time and have a tea party, and the girls will love it.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I also tell people with things not to go crazy with getting rid of everything. Because everything in life over time, as I age, I notice this, it comes around.
It all comes around.
It
yes.
all comes
Every
around.
Every time.
When I first moved out to Hunterdon County and I built my beautiful house in Tewksbury, New Jersey, and wanted everything old and traditional
mm-hmm.
and rich
mm-hmm.
and so on, that's what people wanted.
Yes.
20 years later, they want to live in urban centers and be modern industrial.
Do you remember Colonial Homes magazine?
Yes, I loved it.
Everything was little teddy bears and all this country furniture, and today yeah. it's just a couch.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing else. But it's going to continue to evolve. Life, if we're still mm-hmm. moving forward, continues to evolve.
Yes.
Don't let go of the good pieces, because you will very much
you
regret
are going,
it.
Or certainly one of your children ultimately will be very sorry that you did it.
Well, at least we'll hope so. Okay, I'm going to take some commercial messages to pay for our show. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after these brief commercial messages.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back live in studio in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. I'm very pleased to have as my guest Maxine Stadell, and she's with Ladylike Antiques. She's the owner. She's a curator. She puts wonderful collections together. A couple of questions together before we get to the different collections that you do have or you're looking for, mm-hmm. or things of that nature. I noticed you have wonderful dining tables there. Are they for sale or are they just for display?
They're for sale. They're for sale.
So you sell pieces of furniture,
yes,
as well?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. I had to probably go back and look, and then after I'm going to follow you back. If we get some water, I'm mm-hmm. going to follow you back and take some pictures and stuff in more detail. I didn't notice that there were any curio or china cabinets or other pieces, but I still have wonderful dining tables.
Well, the problem with my curio cabinets is the customer will come in and say, is that for sale? And I say no, and they say, yes, it is, but the price I'm going to offer you, you're going to sell it to me.
Right,
so
right.
Out go my curio cabinets, but they really do want them.
Sure, but they probably go quickly.
Then they're gone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the collections. We talked a little about the jewelry and some of the things that you have, but let's talk about the collections. You have your first house where you want to incorporate, or maybe you have a very new house and you have only new things and you feel like you need some depth to it. We talked about Stengel, that you have,
yes,
lots of different Stengel and collections of Stengel.
Yes.
What about, I noticed wonderful glass. I love colored glass, and I think because the design aesthetic now for most people is they paint most of the wall neutral shades of gray, mm-hmm. or grayish, mm-hmm. very simple with crisp white trim, and they're not putting lots of color, they're putting pops of color in.
Yes.
So colored glass is a wonderful way of bringing that into a space. It's very reflective. In my Maplewood store, I just reset a beautiful dining table, and I added cobalt blue glass, mm-hmm. the dishes, the pieces, and so on, with a little bit of silver, and then some citrus green. It just looks spring and fantastic and so on. Even though the window treatments are neutral, the walls are neutral, it's that pop of the accessories that are makes it very current, even though they're older pieces. Let's talk about colored glass.
Colored glass is important in many ways.
Sure.
First of all the great colored glass companies are gone.
Gone, yeah.
The great Virginia glass company folded last year. Steuben is gone. Mm. These companies are gone.
Gone, sure.
So what you're buying now is, this is it, girls.
Right.
Get it now.
Right.
And also, people love to put them in their windows because as the sun comes through it, and it's a magnifying, magical moment.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't overlook modern art glass.
Sure.
If you have a modern home, the most beautiful modern art glass is out there today at reasonable prices.
And they're striking, aren't they?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
You can do giant flower arrangements in them.
Sure.
You can give them as a gift if you're going to someone's home. And that's
exactly
another thing with this modern world. People come into my store all the time going to parties, 50s and 60s parties, and I have all of that stuff.
Sure.
And they buy chip and dip bowls and pretty glass, and it's all there.
Mm.
Come in. Mm. But this glass is going to be timeless.
Yeah, it
timeless.
Is. And, you know, what's kind of nice, I think, is even with in one of my stores, I have a dining table,
mm-hmm.
set with a beautiful set. But to break it up, seasonally, I take some colored,
mm-hmm.
glass, and I'll throw it in the mix with its,
yes.
set table.
Yes.
So right now I have a glass that's sort of a blue-greenish,
mm-hmm.
color,
mm-hmm.
and it has almost like a coastal look,
mm-hmm.
to it with that set,
mm-hmm.
and it just reinvents it.
And don't overlook the Murano glass.
Oh, yeah.
This is gorgeous stuff.
Exactly.
And there's only so much of it. Grab
right.
it if you see it.
Grab
Even
it
if you're not using it at the moment.
Sure.
Put it aside.
Put it aside. When
you
it
change will.
Things out, you will use it. Let's talk about some of the seasonal things that I love so much that I don't see much anymore, but setting a Thanksgiving table, which I think is very nice. I stage for realtors and store windows and
yes.
so on, so I look for all that stuff. I love brown and white English transferware.
Have a lot of that in the store.
I don't think many people even know what it is.
They don't. They'll come in and ask me, what is this?
Sure.
And I say, it's transferware.
Right.
And they want me to describe it, and I do.
Right.
Remember, transfer comes in many colors.
Sure.
Brown being very traditional.
Right.
There's black. Yeah. There's pink.
Right.
There's blue, which is the favorite. And, right. And there's the what they call like a running red. It's very pretty.
Right.
I sell that all day, every day.
Can you explain just in a basic sense to our realtors, to our listeners? That's funny. To our listeners, what transferware is?
Transferware, originally they used to make this Chinese porcelain.
Sure.
And then the English took that Chinese porcelain and they transferred their work onto it.
Onto it.
So sometimes you see like it's a mix. You don't know if it's Chinese or it's English or what it is because they mixed it all.
Together.
It was very popular 200
right.
years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then Spode came out with their version of
sure.
it. And then you had Johnson Brothers.
Say Johnson Brothers, I'm familiar with
yes.
the more modern
and
day.
And Johnson Brothers is a bargain. I mean, I sell plates of Johnson Brothers at $5 a piece.
And they're so gorgeous, right?
You couldn't buy a plate in a store
sure.
all transferred in
right.
design for
right.
that price. And you can put these things up on your wall. They're so beautiful.
Oh, I love. For me personally, having to say, you know, you have to you have to sort of recognize people's tastes. I love plates on the wall.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes,
it's beautiful. If you have a contemporary aesthetic, I painted mm-hmm. a woman's house was mostly all shades of gray with white trim. I made her her kitchen sort of a soft pale orange color, mm-hmm. and then I just did all different shapes of white plates on
mm-hmm.
the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It looks gorgeous.
Yes.
Plates are as pretty on a wall as they are on a table.
Absolutely, they're all each one's a piece of artwork. Each
they
one.
Are. Mm-hmm. They're great, and the different shapes and the subtleties of them are lovely.
They're leaning away from the really high end china,
right?
And they're leaning away from the Lennox table,
right?
They don't look like mommy.
No,
but I had a girl come in and said, told me, Max, I need a set of china right away because my father-in-law said he's not coming to dinner on Easter if
right.
I serve him on
paper plates
one more time.
Right, right.
And she bought the set, and,
wow.
and he was serious. He was not attending.
Wow.
So you had a generational thing there.
Yeah.
I'm not eating on paper plates. I'm not coming.
But if you have a wonderful set from the Johnson Brothers, maybe like a blue and white, and you
oh,
put
yeah.
some blue glass
uh-huh.
in there and some silver,
mm-hmm.
that is just spectacular.
Oh, it's the die for.
And you don't have to have every piece, too. You can go to a place like yours
yeah, you can mix
and,
buy, it.
And mix it, and it's almost even more beautiful.
And you can mix the colored stemware with it.
Absolutely.
It all blends.
I love colored glass. I
mm-hmm.
love colored glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's reflective. It's beautiful. The sun hits it. It's wonderful. So you would say in terms of plates and so on, the transferware and setting a table, blue, probably the blue and white is the most popular.
Yes,
it's
a huge seller. I would say yes. So the depression glass would be second. The Stangle would be third.
Right.
And then I also have the people that just want the plain white, and I have that.
Right, right, right.
And they just want to keep it contemporary.
Right.
And I say fine.
Sure.
And they get the best price on that one.
But you and I personally, I think we like color. I think
we
color
do.
Is wonderful.
Listen, you're only going to live once.
Right.
You want beauty in your life.
And color is happiness, don't you think?
Yes. Someone asked me once, what do you mean when you say in the eyes of the beholder?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's what you see. Well, how could a painting be worth $11 million
right.
unless somebody saw something in their eye
sure.
on that oil?
Sure, exactly.
That's called visual.
Exactly.
Visual arts.
And it sort of goes that something is worth only what someone's willing to pay for it.
Correct.
And if somebody finds beauty in something, it could be priceless.
Correct.
So that was a good segue because one of the things I wanted to talk about that we hadn't talked about yet is that you have some artwork in your store, too.
I do.
A couple pieces I have my eye on that
mm-hmm.
I want to go take a look at when
yes.
I go back. Tell me about that.
Yes, artwork is a big seller because a lot of people are downsizing.
Sure.
And someone has passed away,
mm-hmm.
and the husband will come in and he'll want all his wall art sold.
Sure.
And some of it's really from the 50s and the 60s, and some of it is really signed and beautiful.
Right.
And it's very reasonable
oh,
because
yeah.
these people really have to get rid of it.
Sure.
And I don't look at it like, oh, wow. I say, look, let's move it along.
Sure.
A lot of people call my place an orphanage, which it really is,
oh.
you know, because I'm looking for a home for
first things, right.
someone that's going to enjoy them.
Right.
And so, and don't have any fear when you come in my store that you have no knowledge.
Right.
So what?
But just go to what speaks to you, right?
Right. So what?
Yeah, definitely. What about the thing that I see, and I love it, but because it requires some care. What about silver? Do people ever ask you for silver anymore?
They want the silver plate.
Right.
All the young girls want the silver plate.
Right.
And I can sell a whole set of silver plate for $155.
Okay.
And then they don't worry about it being stolen.
Right.
They don't worry about losing a piece.
Sure.
They'll throw it in a dishwasher, not
sure.
get panicked. The sterling silver really is very hard to sell because people don't want to worry about it.
The maintenance.
And they don't want to dip it or clean it that way, so exactly. They don't want the maintenance, even if it's their parents. They don't sure. They don't want to. A lot of it, you must understand, in the last 5 years, 80% of all sterling jewelry and all sterling work is melted. It's gone forever.
Isn't that sad?
So what you see in my store and all this beautiful antique jewelry and silver, this is what's
the last of it.
This is the last of it.
You know, we just finished a series here on modern design called The Best of the Best. Mm-hmm. And I, in conjunction with House Beautiful Magazine, mm-hmm. went through a list. It was 2 hours that we did. We did two different whole sets related to what things are. And as much as I was talking about simplicity, one of the things that came up was beautiful dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporate beautiful dishes, and they continue to say that in the magazine.
Yes.
How don't forget about that, incorporate that.
Yes.
Setting a beautiful table. You know, when I was in your store, I sort of was eavesdropping in a way, and there was a woman there talking about, or maybe you were saying it, mm-hmm. about that someone used to really, people used to take pride in setting their table.
I literally, girls, and you're not ready for this, would spend 10 days preparing my holiday party.
Wow.
And it was thrilling.
Uh-huh.
I would just try this, try that, try a new recipe, work on it every day for a week. And it was just so rewarding.
Sure.
Now, why do we all love Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Everybody's watching Downton Abbey.
And
do you think?
How lavishly they lived and how beautiful it was.
But that's why they're watching it.
Right.
Because it's so beautiful.
Right.
And that's what I would do. Today, it would be hard to get a young girl to do that.
Sure.
And she would be afraid. I see fear in them. They keep questioning me about what are these things? How do you put them together?
Sure.
But if the more you do it, the quicker you'll learn.
Right, exactly. And then you go to appreciate things, I think.
And if their mother didn't do it, that's bad, because
right.
that's where you get your first
your feel
education in that.
Yeah. Now let's talk about depression glass for a second. I always think of the depression glass being that sort of specific green. Depression glass does come in a lot of colors, right?
Many colors. The
is
most
it less desirable? I mean, when I see
some
when
is
I,
more desirable than others.
No, but when I think of depression glass, I think of that classic green.
The green, the pink right now is the most popular.
You know, I have seen pink.
The pink is a huge seller right now.
But I think of pink, I don't know why this is, but I think of pink depression glass belongs in a Victorian home. I just see
yes.
that flowing. I don't know if there's any validity to that. It's certainly not a rule, but I just see pink depression glass in a Victorian.
5 years ago, green mm-hmm. was a top, and then the blue had a real run there for a while, and I like the cobalt blue. It's depression. That's beautiful.
Well, I tell you, I do trends here. We do mm-hmm. trend setting at Modern Design, and yesterday I had a conversation with Ren Miller, who's the editor-in-chief of Design New Jersey Magazine, mm-hmm. and we were talking about trends for the fall, and he says, blue, dark blue.
Yes.
Everything
yes.
that companies, mm-hmm. the fabric for this,
yes.
dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may be reintroduced with pattern on pattern,
yes.
or some geometric mixed
mm-hmm.
in,
mm-hmm.
but dark blues are very strong, and they're going to mm-hmm. continue to be strong.
Because you can use it with modern, you can use it with anything.
It's so, you know, when you think about someone, if you're dressing and so on, navy blue is universally beautiful.
Yes.
You could be a redhead with freckles.
Mm-hmm.
Navy blue looks
mm-hmm.
fantastic
yes.
on you. You could have striking white hair. Navy
yes.
blue looks fantastic on you. Whatever you are, it adapts. It
mm-hmm.
can be contemporary. It could be very traditional. It works with so many palettes.
Yes, and they can also mix it with all this white china you girls have been buying.
Mm-hmm.
You can mix it beautifully with it.
Sure.
You can take a white plate and then put a beautiful blue soup bowl under it.
Exactly.
Know. Lovely.
I love foot baths, things like Chinese foot baths.
Mm-hmm.
I love tureens.
Mm-hmm.
I love those type of things because they're weighted.
Mm-hmm.
So most people that don't have a lot and want a sort of a visual,
mm-hmm.
a piece like that could be wonderful.
Yes.
They make wonderful centerpiece pieces.
They do.
You can do them in different
mm-hmm.
ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see too many foot bowls.
No, you don't. I don't see any.
No. And I just think they're great. Get a blue and white porcelain mm-hmm. football and fill it with oranges. Oh,
yes.
my God.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
Beautiful, right?
On a long table.
On a long dining table. It's just unbelievable. Other trends that you're seeing and stuff?
Yes, the tea party. I have
okay.
never seen anything like that. Dinner party is on hold.
Right.
The tea party is alive and well.
You know, I was in on Sunday. And I think there's a return to tea because
yes.
on Sunday, I was at brunch at the Washington Crossing Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely place. I hadn't been there before. But at the end, we went a little bit later in the day. At the end, it was all it turned to tea. By yes. late afternoon, yes. every table had wonderful the tiered trays of, of tea sandwiches, watercress, yes. and all that stuff, and beautiful tea,
yes.
And mixed pretty cups.
Yes.
And I saw many, many, many people.
It's the young couples that are, the young girls are doing the tea party.
Yeah, having, young crowd. And
they're having
all
a great
tea.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think they don't have to bring their husband. I don't mean to be.
No. But it's a girl thing.
It's Come a girl on. Thing, and they can chat and talk.
Sure.
They can sit with their guests because you're not serving.
Sure.
It's all there on the table. So
exactly.
they don't have to get up and get down.
So you can be interactive. I
Correct.
Never really thought about that.
Correct.
Yeah. So everything's done ahead of
yes.
time, and you can do
so
that.
So you can enjoy your guests.
I think tea is going to be a trend for people.
I do. I agree.
A return, I should say.
And I want to point out, you better hurry up and buy teacups because the $5 teacup is almost extinct at this point. I can't get them for you to sell them.
They're going to become very expensive very quickly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that I mentioned earlier was there's two things that I've been looking for. One is, and I have a small pair in my living room, which is Staffordshire dogs.
Yes.
Do you ever get them in?
I do. They were very favorable. 50, 60, 70 years ago, you
right.
couldn't buy one.
Right.
They were so expensive.
Expensive, sure.
They're a buy right now.
Oh, they are.
And they're magnificent. Mm. And if I was a young person out collecting, I'd be searching for them.
Yeah.
Try to get the English ones. Mm. You really want to get the Staffordshire.
You want the real English
Staffordshire.
You
want
Staffordshire.
The real English Staffordshire
right.
dog. If it says Japan, kind of lean away from it.
No.
But those early Staffordshire ones are a real buy. I mean, Roseville's a buy out there now.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that are going to be timeless.
You know, and what the other thing that I see that's very popular right now is those Chinese foo dogs. Are
yes,
you familiar with
yes,
them?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they're very in style now.
Yes.
Sort of all things of Asian mixed
yes.
with contemporary are very in style now. My housewarming of my house, a lady who was an interior designer gave me foo dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, somewhere along the way, with all the boxes of everything, they've been misplaced. And I've been looking everywhere for foo dogs.
Did you miss them?
Yeah. I really want to put them out and mix them with blue and white. I mean, they're so great looking.
And
do you get them in?
I do. I have some in the shop right
I'm gonna
now.
I'm going to go look on
I have
the way
two
back.
Lovely foo dogs. And the Chinese, of course, mixes with everything as well.
Sure.
That's timeless. You can
timeless.
Put that with modern.
Traditional.
Not
yeah,
a problem.
But foo dogs and then just all contemporary. It's really good looking.
Good looking. Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, Maxine, this went so quickly. It was such a pleasure. I hope you had a good time as I did.
What fun.
This is like a party here. I think this is our Huntington County version of the clubhouse. Like,
yes.
Of some of these other programs. All right, so we will be back. Our new permanent time slot now for my listeners is 2 to 3 every Wednesday. We're going to have a wonderful live show. Coming up, we're going to have Rutgers Landscape, the team from Rutgers Landscape here. I'm going to talk about designing your beautiful spring garden, things you can put in and getting ready for summer. Well, I thank you for continuing to tune into Modern Design, and we will see you. Just one last time, Maxine, give us your phone number at Ladylike Antiques.
Okay, 908-237-0399.
Okay, thanks everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would love to be a mediator or an arbitrator or a facilitator, and we will get this done.
President Trump telling Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas he wants to be brokering a deal between Israel and Palestine.
And I want to support you in being the Palestinian leader who signs his name to the final and most important peace agreement that brings safety, stability, prosperity to both peoples.
The White House not happy with Democrats trying to claim victory.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Pentagon says a new missile system being placed in South Korea is for defensive purposes only. Here's Chris Barnes with the story.
The State Department says a new missile defense system in South Korea is only for defense.
We've been very clear in our conversations with China that this is not meant to be a threat and is not a threat to them or any other power in the region. It is a defensive system, and it is in place, or will be in place, because of North Korea's provocative behavior.
That State Department spokesman Mark Toner. China opposes deployment of that system in South Korea. The U.S. has started to install it, though, and Toner says the move is not a direct response to North Korea's latest missile launches over the weekend, but deployment of the missile defense system has been in the works for months. I'm Chris Barnes.
Utility crews working to fix an electrical problem that caused the Statue of Liberty to go dark last night. The lights that illuminate the statue went off for several hours. The Park Service says it's probably related to installation work being done on a new emergency backup generator. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A man seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party with a big re-election win last night. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Garcetti declared his re-election victory at a rally just 2 hours after the polls closed last night. He gave a brief statement before protesters in the crowd started screaming, demanding that he declare Los Angeles a sanctuary city. The mayor addressed the protesters, saying that he wants to send a message to people in Washington, D.C. seeking to divide the country, that they will never divide the city. Garcetti reportedly received over 80% of the vote after spending more than $3 million on his campaign. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
New York police are looking for a woman who beat an elderly woman with her own cane. Here's a story from Scott Pringle.
Police say the mother and 71-year-old victim were waiting to enter the elevator to leave the 2nd Avenue subway at East.